Hygge captures the Danish lifestyle uniquely, challenging to translate. Hygge in a Danish-English dictionary is defined as coziness. It brings to mind feelings of closeness, like enjoying candlelight or hot cocoa by a fire. However, its meaning goes beyond just these cozy images. Hygge has recently gained attention. What's behind this? Denmark consistently ranks high in global happiness surveys. It was first in the World Happiness Report for 2013 and 2016, and third in 2015. Outsiders might find it strange. Denmark mostly has gray weather and very high taxes. There aren't even large wild areas where you can get away. Denmark is known for its contentment and happiness for two main reasons. The first is straightforward: the country's high taxes support a generous welfare system. The second reason is more subtle and revolves around a vague idea known as hygge. The term first was written in Danish in the early 1800s. It was borrowed from Norwegian, where it originally meant well-being. Hygge isn't just about its definition or the modern idea of coziness. It needs to be felt. In simple terms, hygge is a feeling you experience. Understand Denmark's hygge culture. Denmark's concept of hygge stands out among similar ideas in other cultures. Germans have gemütlichkeit, the Dutch have gezelligheid, and Canadians accept hominess, all reflecting a cozy sense of being at home. However, hygge holds a unique place in Danish culture, where it's deeply intertwined with their sense of self. In Danish culture, they have a special word, hygelig, to describe things that create a cozy atmosphere like a snug cafe, where even if the coffee isn't great and it's a bit out of your way, you still enjoy it. If you plan to spend an afternoon at this cafe, you could ask a friend to join you for some hygge time. Denmark's defining characteristics can be accepted by co-opting its unique cultural features. Optimize hygge with perfect lighting and cozy up effectively. To create the perfect hygge vibe, start by getting the lighting right and making your space cozy. Hygge is more than just a way to feel happy, it's a whole mood. A big part of this is setting the right atmosphere. One key element is lighting. The best way to create the right atmosphere is by getting a good night's sleep, and lighting plays a huge role in that. Candlelight is a big part of hygge. Did you know that Danes burn more candles than anyone else in Europe? They use up to 13 pounds of wax every year per person. Candles are so important in Danish culture that a person who ruins the mood is called a lusesluger, which means light snuffer outer. But it's not just about candles. Denmark's dark, cold winters have influenced the Danes' love for lamps. These lamps are not only beautiful but also give off a warm glow, similar to candles. The idea behind this kind of light is simple: the right lighting makes a room feel comfortable and cozy. This cozy feeling is what hygge is all about, especially in winter. While other countries have activities like winter sports, Denmark's winters are often too cold and dark to do much outside. That's why Danes have more living space per person than anyone else in Europe. With the weather so gloomy, making sure your home feels warm and inviting is important. To take hygge even further, you can create a hygge krog, a cozy corner where you can curl up with a book and a mug of cocoa. Adding a fireplace or stove also helps, as well as using natural materials like wood. These things help create the tactile, comforting feeling that defines hygge. Hygge is meant to be shared, not achieved alone. Hygge isn't a solitary experience. Picture yourself nestled in your cozy nook, surrounded by the soft glow of candlelight. Sounds perfect, right? But there's more to it. While it's nice to relax by yourself, hygge also involves spending time with others. Many studies on happiness show that isolation doesn't lead to fulfillment. Once your basic needs like food and shelter are met, companionship is one of the best ways to feel happy. Having friends and family to share experiences and feelings with is a big part of hygge. This is why Danes often find hygge in the company of others. In Denmark, overtime work is limited, which leads to a good work-life balance. Danes also feel less stressed because their welfare system means losing a job isn't as scary. In this environment, friendships and relationships can thrive and become a priority. So, communal moments and family ties are at the heart of hygge. There's another important factor too. True hygge means sharing these moments equally. It's about cooperation and solidarity. For example, having your girlfriend cook dinner for you isn't hygge-like, but preparing the meal together is. This brings us to another key part of hygge, food and drink. Hygge isn't about strict rules. It's about enjoying simple pleasures. Think hearty meals, hot chocolate, and most importantly, sweet treats. The word Danish is a synonym for pastry. And what goes with pastry? A cup of coffee, of course. Hot drinks are a big part of hygge culture. There's even a term for it, café hygge. While you won't find hygge directly in your cup of coffee, it's part of the experience. After all, Denmark is the fourth largest coffee consumer in the world. Hygge can be found in a cup of coffee or the company of friends, making it special and unique. Hygge isn't limited to winter. You've defined hygge as something to help you weather the worst of winter. But you've also seen that a sense of community and fellow feeling is a fundamental characteristic. And it's about the present moment, the here and now. It's possible to cultivate a cozy vibe in different situations. For example, sailing with friends in the summer or making elderflower cordial with your family in June both embody hygge. You can even bring hygge into the office by making things more relaxed and egalitarian. Denmark is known for its cycling culture. Unlike cars, bikes don't confine you, they connect you with your surroundings. This preference for biking also helps prevent cities from spreading out too much. Additionally, riding a bike is good for your health. Studies demonstrate that when you're healthier, you tend to be happier. Denmark's urban planning and architecture aim to reduce loneliness and build stronger community ties. This is evident in the country's numerous shared gardens, which develop social interaction. Hygge is often associated with creating coziness in your city in summer, but its true essence resides primarily in the home. It's that special feeling that makes Christmas feel truly like Christmas. Cozy moments in December. December is often considered the darkest and coldest month. The weather is typically wet and chilly. But these conditions can be perfect for enjoying a cozy month of Yuletide hygge. In Danish, this is called julehygge. Christmas can be stressful when you're busy preparing for your family. But if you can relax together in a cozy atmosphere, it helps you separate stressful times from joyful family moments. Christmas embodies coziness. It brings together friends, family, good food, candles, and warmth. Each of these elements is cozy on its own, but together they create a festival of coziness, celebrating both the present moment and happy memories from the past. Hygge includes all senses warmly. Hygge is a way of life that anyone can adopt, regardless of money or time. It's not about luxurious getaways or expensive possessions, but about appreciating simple comforts, like cozy wool socks over flashy champagne. Hygge celebrates a modest, rustic lifestyle and rejects the need to show off wealth. In fact, the simpler and less costly something is, the more it embodies hygge. It's about creating a sense of warmth and contentment that money can't buy. Hygge is about taking your time, enjoying your surroundings, and connecting with others. It's not about spending money or achieving goals, but finding happiness in simple activities. For example, hanging out around a campfire with friends. Playing board games with family. It's about having fun, not focusing on the outcome. Hygge is a way to escape the stress of everyday life and the pressure to constantly buy more. Sadly, as adults, we often forget how to play and have fun. Research by Alan Krueger from Princeton University shows that we are happiest when we're doing activities that don't involve money. That's what hygge is all about. You don't have to live in Denmark or drink hot chocolate to enjoy it. Hygge is about enjoying simple moments, no matter where you are. Hygge, the art of simple comfort. Hygge is the simple joy of feeling comfortable and content in everyday moments. It's about engaging your senses, whether it's tasting something familiar, feeling the texture of wood under your fingers, or watching the warmth of a fire. It's the calm, peaceful feeling of being at home, surrounded by family and love. Hygge is all about living stress-free and appreciating the small, meaningful things in life, no matter where you live or what you have. Key points. 1. Hygge is about creating a cozy, warm atmosphere that brings people together. 2. It focuses on enjoying simple, everyday pleasures, like candles, food, and good company. 3. True Hygge is shared with others, emphasizing cooperation, not just solitude. 4. The right lighting, warmth, and natural materials help set the perfect Hygge vibe. 5. Hygge is not about wealth, it's about accepting simple comforts and moments. 6. It's a feeling of contentment that can be experienced anywhere, not just during winter. 7. Hygge promotes happiness by focusing on sensory experiences and meaningful connections.